This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. I want to welcome my dear friend, Rav Aaron Lapel, who's here with a beautiful klaf of Sefer Tehillim on behalf of the organization Daily Tehillim on Klaf Tefillah. Tehillim on Klaf Tefillah. This is already, I've already spoken many times on behalf of this very important project. The chashivos of saying Tehillim on Klaf, the stipler in the Krina de Igarta, Chilek Beis, page Ayin Resh Beis. He writes that saying Tehillim that's written Kedin, B'Kedusha, through a sefer Mumcha is more Miskabelas. So can you imagine, here we are, we have a minyan in a shul that there's no talking or phones with tefillin on klaf. I don't think there was ever such a concentration, maybe since Sheshes Mei Bereshis, of ingredients in tefillah. So all of our tereshim niskaba rachman vratzayin. I have a very nice sefer. It's called Sefer Shafi Yosef from my friend Rav Shai Tahan on Hilchos Amiras Tehillim. So he brings that the Tehillim, what does it mean to be written on klaf? Not just to be written on klaf, it should be written like a shira, because in Masechta Soifrim, in Reish Pei Gimel, and the Mincha Shai in the beginning of Tehillim, writes that the Minog Kadmoinim was to write Tehillim like a shira, like we see over here. And not only that, the stipler would say that if you bring a Sefer Tehillim on klaf into a shul, that it should be situated there, then it should be, you should make a masiba. That's why we have a gala breakfast this morning in honor of the Tehillim. But once it's in the shul, I'm not sure if we're going to let it go. Okay, but it's a bit, very big schus to have it. Let's talk a little bit about Amiras Tehillim. There's a Sefer Rimzei Elul. Many people ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why did God pour His wrath on Medinas Ashkenaz and Medinas Prison, where many Jews veered from the path of the Torah? It used to be the crown jewel of the Jewish people. And Rabbi Kiva Eger said, the beginning of the downfall was when Jews stopped saying Tehillim. So that this is a very important practice, that part of a person's learning and Seder Halimud is regular recitation of Tehillim. So I want to share with you a few ideas about Tehillim. David HaMelech was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should consider the recitation of Tehillim like learning Negoim v'Oyalois. Now what does that mean? Negoim and Oyalois are the two most complex areas of Torah. Saying Tehillim is very simple. It doesn't require a lot of intellectual strain. You're just saying words, basically. David HaMelech was mispalel that Hashem should reckon the recitation of Tehillim like learning Negoim v'Oyalois. So Lepeliyoitz writes that if King David davened that it should be considered that, then it's considered that. And therefore, even if a person is just reading Tehillim, it's considered like they're learning the most in-depth portion of Torah. But writes the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Elojner, he says, just because David HaMelech asked for it, we don't find that Hashem said yes. And therefore, it's not necessarily considered Kenegam Ayalais. And therefore, Tehillim is very important. However, if a person is able to learn in depth, it is more important to learn in depth than to say Tehillim. In fact, if a person is able to learn in depth, they should not take off time from their learning to say Tehillim. But even so, a little bit is important. In other words, a person should not give up any Seder Limud for the sake of saying Tehillim, because, again, as we mentioned, even though David HaMelech davened, it should be reckoned that, Chaim V'Lajner says, we don't find that it was necessarily accepted. So, I want to share with you something very interesting. First of all, the importance of Tehillim, Bizman Hazeh, especially in this war against Yishmael. The Gra reveals to us that there are two Mashiachs. There's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Why do we need two Mashiachs for it? We're buying some. One, just give us one, you know? Why do we need two Mashiachs? There's an idea that there are two exiles in the end of days. Galus Edom and Galus Esav and Galus Yishmael. Now what animal is Esav compared to? Esav is compared to a par, a bull. What animal is Yishmael compared to? 2 weeks. Shavu lachem pay im ha chamar. Yishmael is compared to a chamar. Yosef HaTzadik is compared to a shor. B'choyer shoyroi hadar lai. David HaMelech is compared to a chamar. Ani v'roi cheval chamar. Says the Gron is commentary to Safra Ditzniyusa. Mashiach ben Yosef takes us out of Golos Edoim. Mashiach ben David takes us out of Golos Yishmael. So it would come out, and I was searching last night if anybody says it, but it would have to come out, there's a certain special power in Tehillim from David HaMelech that extracts us from Golos Yishmael. Because David is considered the Kayach of Chamor LeKedusha, to counteract the Kayach of Chamor LeTuma. Another interesting idea is Hagar. Hagar abused Sarah. And therefore Sarah abused her back. The Rishonim tell us, and the Arizal says, that because Hagar abused Sarah, she had to come back in a Gilgal. Who did she come back as? Hagar came back as the maidservant of the wife of Yishai. Yeah, you know about this? Yishai one day woke up and he said, you know, maybe Doeg is right. Maybe really my children are pasul. Maybe my children are not allowed to come into the kahal. Maybe all my children are psulim, they're from Mayav. So Yishai told his wife, her name was, anybody know David HaMelech's mother's name? Nitzeves Bas Adoel. Yishai told her, have a nice day, it's been nice knowing you. Adios amigo, see you later. And he made up to live with his maidservant, who is a Shivcha Kenanis. And it was going to produce children who would be avadim. He would then free them and be metahir them, like Rav Tarfon says, he can be metahir mamzerim. Comes along the maidservant, and the maidservant says, I have to be loyal to Nitzeves. So she tells her the plot. So Yishai's wife dresses up like the maidservant. She lives with him. Yishai never knew it was her. He thought it was the maidservant. A few months later, Yishai's old wife is pregnant. He said, how are you pregnant? Whatever child you have is a mamzer. When David was born, they paskined he was a mamzer. When did they discover David was not a mamzer? When Shmuel came to say he's the next king of Israel. His entire life, they thought he was a mamzer. Pretty amazing. Where does it say this? It's pasuk in Tehillim. Muzar hayisi le'echai. They paskened he was a mamzer. The Talmud of the Rajba in the Sefer Mincha Belula says that why did she humble herself before Nitzaves Bas Adoel? Says the Talmud of the Rajba, because she was a Gilgal of Hagar. And Hagar, what was Hagar's error, says the Mincha Belula? Hagar's error was, she abused Sarah. So in order to rectify that, she came back. Nitzaves was a Gilgal of Sarah. She was a Gilgal of Hagar. She was machnia to Sarah as a tikkun. So I ask you a simple question. You think that's the only thing Hagar has to make up for? There's a big problem that Hagar has to make up for. That she brought a para Adam into the world. That she brought Yishmael into the world. So how does she rectify that? She brings David into the world. Hagar comes back to bring David into the world, who is a tikkun for Yishmael. Okay, now I'm going to tell you one of the biggest chidushim you ever heard. You ready? Whatever, even though what we just said now, I said this over, even I told Rabbi Scheinerman, it's mamish matanim in Hashem. You're about to hear one of the biggest chidushim you ever heard. Does anybody know, how do you say Tehillim? What do you think when you say Tehillim? When you say, Shelam aloi sesoi nahai eleharim, meyayin yavoi esri, do you say Shelam aloi? Are you imagining yourself standing in the Swiss Alps? I lift up my eyes to the mountains. What do you think when you say Tehillim? Are you supposed to think that? These are not your words, pal. These are David HaMelech's words. Are you supposed to think like you're the guy? Maskila David. Are you supposed to imagine yourself? B'yosai b'amaras fila. Are you supposed to imagine yourself in a cave and you're talking like these are your words? That's what most people do. Is that right or is that wrong? Does anyone know if they're saying Tehillim correctly? Did anyone here ever say Tehillim in their life? Do you know there's a book we have called Tehillim that Jewish people say? Do you know if you're saying Tehillim right? Are you supposed to think these are my words? Or are you supposed to be learning? I'm now learning the Torah of Tehillim, the words that David HaMelech said when he was in a cave. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't say these words. Furthermore, is Tehillim a tefillah or is it Torah? Am I davening or am I learning? I don't know. I'm 90% asleep right now. And usually. Is Tehillim Torah or tefillah? So I have a sefer. It's called Sefer Shafi Yosef. I mentioned it. It's written by my friend Reb Shai Tahan. So he has haskamas here. One haskamas is from Reb Yitzchak Yosef, who writes maybe a dozen pages of Hilchos Tehillim. And he has haskama from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. And Rabbi Yisrael Reisman has a very beautiful chakira here. Hinei Tehillim is one of the 24 books of Tanakh. If you learn it, of course you're Mekai in the midst of Talmud Torah. What's the maila of saying Tehillim for a chayla? Is it the tefillah that David said? Meaning, am I saying, Maskila David, I'm feeling like I'm in a cave, I'm feeling like I'm Mima Makim? Or is it a din Talmud Torah? I'm learning the words of David. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is what you're supposed to think when you say Tehillim. When I say Hashem Roi, am I supposed to say Hashem is my shepherd? Or am I supposed to be thinking David HaMelech said that God is his shepherd? Anybody want to be brave enough and tell me what they do? I know what you do. You think it's you. There's no one here that's learning it. You think it's you. You're saying Hashem Roi. You think you're a big Baal Bitachon and you're saying, God is my shepherd. If I'm wrong, tell me now. I want to know.
It's not learning because the Rebbe just mentioned that you can't give up learning.
The answer is, you can't give up in-depth learning for just reading words and basic translation. I want to know what you're thinking. Does anybody disagree with me? Everyone here is thinking that they are the great shepherd and God. They're like David, they're in the cave. They're out raising their hands to that. The answer is, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's you. Is that correct? Says, another nafkamina is Tehillim have value if you're just reading the words? If it's a tefillah, let's see. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Uva'amiras sefer Tehillim ein lachavein perosh ha'inyan kipshutai. Kederach shemachavin b'shar tefilos. Dahainu ba'omrei, esa inai ala orem yichavin al atzmai. You should not think it's going on you. De ikar ma'alasa shel amiras tehillim hi mishum talmud Torah. It's not davening. You should not think, I raise up my eyes to the heavens, where's my help going to come from? You should not think, I cry out from the depths, Koili, my boy, Koili, El Hashem Ezra, Koili, you're supposed to think. These are the words that David HaMelech said when he was in trouble. I'm not davening, I'm learning.
That's a little bit of a trick because it hopes you get the Zimmer's
phone. That's when you're davening.
Oh, so then how does it?
When I'm saying Tehillim, I'm not davening. When I'm saying to, exactly, when I'm saying Pesuk de Zimra, it's me. Then I'm praying. When I'm saying Tehillim, I'm learning. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "I know." Now the truth is, I'm being very aggressive over here because I didn't know this 12 hours ago. And I've said Tehillim before in my life. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "You're supposed to ikar amiras Tehillim al pipshat is Talmud Torah, meaning Shekoyre veloimed perkei tehillim she'amram David HaMelech shehemi kisrei hakodesh umisoh. And by saying these words, you arouse yourself to emulate the deveikus of David HaMelech, and in the zechus of your learning, it's only made for the chayla. So you say, why am I saying? Why am I learning Tehillim? I could learn Mishlei, I could learn Yehoshua, I could learn Bava Basra. So Shlomo Zalman is saying, because it's ma'oyer me to deveikus b'Hashem. The lashon of Shlomo Zalman is mebnei shezel limud shegam ma'oyer es levelam deveikus b'Hashem. Says Rabbi Reisman, the Prisha also says that. That's a Chiddush Noira. Nobody knows that. And Jews say Tehillim, right? Did you know that? Jews say Tehillim. That the Zechus of Tehillim is Talmud Torah. Can you say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av? It depends. If it's a tefillah, you should be allowed to. If it's Torah, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to say it on Tisha B'Av. If you say Tehillim regularly, you can't say it on Tisha B'Av. I think until today, we would have a hard time understanding why. Why? It's just, now the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah is alerting us that there's the mechanism of Tehillim is different than we think. The Magen Avraham says you are allowed to. The Prima Gadim says you are allowed to. So Rabbi Reisman says that the machlokes is in how what the approach to Tehillim is. Is it just tefillah? You'd be allowed to say it on Tisha B'Av. But Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Mishnah Berurah identify that the way Tehillim works is it's Talmud Torah. Now, if that's the case, women say Tehillim. Yeah, but women could learn Tanakh. Could you say Tehillim Baal Peh? Dvarim Shabachsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. Now, there is a heter that anything which is Shugar Bepiv, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. But the Chavos Yar says you're allowed to say Tehillim Baal Peh because it's like Tzukei Dezimra, the Einoi Divrei Torah, the Chavos Yar says, Ela Tfila. So the Chavos Yar is saying, not like this. What about saying Tehillim at night? Now, there's a misconception about this. People think you're not allowed to learn Chumash at night. Many people are makbid not to learn Chumash ever, because they're afraid they might forget and they might learn it at night. It's brought down. So the Mishnah Berurah says there's a misconception about it. It's brought down from the Medrash that Tarsha B'Chsav is for the day and Tarsha Baal Peh is for the night. And therefore many people are hesitant, therefore, to learn Chumash at night. It's incorrect. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar Tzion that the way Hashem taught Torah to Moshe is He taught him Tarsha B'Chsav in the day and Tarsha Baal Peh at night. And therefore, when all things being equal, you should arrange your schedule to do your Tarsha B'Chsav in the day and Tarsha Baal Peh at night. But let's say a person comes home from a long day and they don't have a head to learn Gemara. Should they learn Chumash? They're mechuyev to learn Chumash. Right now, that's what they have a head for. But, so it's not usher. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. It's not usher. It's just scheduling. It's better to schedule it for the day. However, how about Tehillim? Tehillim, you're allowed to. That seems to be going with the opinion that it's tefillah, not Torah. Bottom line is, I want to share with you, this is a wondrous chiddush. I don't think that Rav Shlomo Zalman is pashut pshat in amiras Tehillim. In other words, I don't think anyone here thought that when they're saying Tehillim, they're saying, Shir Amala, Yismi Mama, Kim Krasich Hashem. I'm now saying the very inspiring words of David. Me, myself, I'm not inspired right now. I'm just learning the Torah that David said, and maybe it will arouse me. Most people don't think that. I don't think anyone thinks that. But that's what Rosh Hashanah says how Tehillim works. But I want to share with you something from the Chida that I think will shed a lot of light on this. The Chida wrote a sefer, it's called Avodas HaKodesh. It's one of my favorite sfarim. The Chida writes, Yizoher Karoi Mikra Kol Chav Dala Tanach Choyzer Chalila. You should constantly be going through Tanakh. Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Malachim, like everybody, like we all do, right? Eoiv, Yecheskel, Yirmiah, Yishai, always, oi, again and again and again and again and again. V'harishonim hayu karn l'chav dalid, mekadesh ka. The Rishonim would call the cycle of Tanakh, mekadesh ka. And in the Arab, v'ari hamarav, karn lai mekashya. And I asked them, what are you bothered? What's your question? And nobody answered. And I interpreted mekadesh ka. It's really sanctifying Hashem, but they refer to it mekashka. Okay, bottom line is, the Chida says one should constantly be going through a Tanakh. Now, you ready for this? Kvar noida segula sefer Tehillim. Everybody knows the school of Tehillim. Noira ma'oid. Yizahar likroi simenu shir b'chol yayim. You should read from it every day. By the way, Reb Chaim Knievsky said Tehillim every day, even though Reb Chaim Knievsky didn't take off any time from learning. Now, he said one parak a day. Reb Chaim Knievsky said one parak a day. Except when he got to Elul, I think he revved it up. He did something like 10 a day. And then in Aser Simei Tshuva, could be he finished the whole Tehillim, each day of Aser Simei Tshuva. Okay, Chida says, Tehillim is Noira Ma'oid. Yizar likroi simenu shir b'chol yoyim oy lepachas b'chol shavua. Ba'oifen, now, says the Chida, if you want to know what the insurance policy of the Jewish people is, ba'oifen, ki mishnah zayhar tehillim chavdalid lo yasuru mimenu chayzer aleim. Kafi kaychay. A Jew should constantly be reviewing mishnah, zayhar tehillim chavdalid. V'simonach Zechusam Yagain Olenu. Zechusam is Rashi Tevois. Zayhar. Chavdalid. Vitehillim. Mishnayis. Got it? Zechusam Yagain Olenu. Zayhar. Zayin stands for Zayhar. Chav stands for Chavdalid Svarim. Vav Tav is Vitehillim. And Mem is Mishnayis. Ki halimud b'hem yagein ba'olam hazeh uva'olam haba b'li safek.
Mishnah include Gemara?
No. So here's a $1 million question. So chusam yagein aleinu, zayhar, chavdalid. I already did Tehillim. Why do I need another thing for a bit Tehillim? What's vit Tehillim? Do I need vi Yeshua? Vi Yecheskel? So maybe you could say, there are two different dinim. One din is the 24. You constantly have to be the 24. But then there's another din, constantly Tehillim itself. But if I'm constantly doing the 24, I'm constantly doing Tehillim. Unless you say there are two dinim in Tehillim. There's the din of Reb Shlomo Zalman, of you say Tehillim, it's not you, it's David, and you're learning the words of David. And that's something that you do as part of your cycle of the Chavdalid books. The same way when you're learning Yehoshua, you're not thinking, I'm Yehoshua, I'm knocking down the 31 kings, I'm Yecheskel, I'm in Babylon, and I'm prophesying. You don't think it's you. You learn about what Yecheskel did. So when you learn Tehillim, you learn about what David said. That the din of Rav Shlomo Zalman is part of the learning of Tehillim as part of the 24 books. But the din of specifically Tehillah maybe is different. That's a din in Tefillah. And then you do imagine it's you. Because there's an idea that when David HaMelech composed Tehillim, he prophetically composed Tefillahs for the entire eternity of the Jewish people. So David HaMelech saw into the future. He knew what every Jew was going to go through. And therefore he composed words that are appropriate for me and you. And when I'm saying them personally, I'm thinking it's me. So this machloikis that Rabbi Reisman brings, that Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say it's a din in Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's a din in Torah, and the Prisha says it's a din in Torah, but the Chavos Yair says it's a din in Tefillah, maybe it depends what you're doing.
Also, there's an afternoon
Yeah. So now, even according to the Dina, it's the Dina in Torah, but the reason they picked this Torah is because the Tehillim is ma'oyer you to the Dveikus Hashem. So the Chayra, then you should choose the Kapitoch that are more ma'oyer to the Dveikus. But anyway, I think this is very eye-opening. I think it requires more study. The approach of Shlomo Zalman is very novel. But we see from the Chida, though, there are two dinim in Tehillim. There's a din as part of the Chav Dalet, and there's a din of Amiras Tehillim by itself. Anyway, all of our tefillos should be Neskabel, Barachim, and Varasain, and Hashem should be Meir Einenu to the correct approach of how to do it. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.